Mother deich me doid hayofa manoshi. Mother deich me doid shekoch ish patono. Who is, you know, what's so special about your beloved from all other beloveds, I guess, most beautiful amongst the women? Mother deich me doid shekoch ish patono, that you make us swear like this, that we should tell him that toilas o avo oni. Well, what's going on over here? Mother deich me doid Rashi, kachoyu shalin humoses Yisrael. Ma elokeichem mikol elokim shekach atem nisrofim venitzlofim olof. I guess this Rashi says it doesn't go on the shekoch ish patono. We have to see. I guess the first stage is, oh, because there's two Mother Deich Midot. That's right. There's Mother Deich Midot Hayofa Banoshim. That's Tam. Mother Deich Midot Shkoich Shpatonu. So there's a second question of why you make us swear this Shlua to be made on your love. But the first one is, what's this love all about? The Umas Oilaman is spoiled. Where do you find the people that are Nisrofim and Nislovim with the love of Hashem? Ma elokeichem mikol elohim shekach atem nisrofim nitzlofim.
What's nitzlofim?
What? Nitzlofim means they put you on the cross. Maise hatzlav. Hatzlav is a cross. I think so. He says hanged. I think they hanged him on the cross. Hatzlav is a cross. I don't know, maybe you didn't want to say that word. Anyway, but you're burnt and you're hanged. I guess that's a form of hanging. They hang you up on there. So, what is it? Shekoch ish batonon. The second thing is, lahoyid lo alavoscha. So there are two things they don't understand. Number one, why do you give your life for him? And number two, why do you want us to testify on your behalf? What's so pressing, Madu Deich Midoid, that you have to be, you want to testify to him how much you love him? What's that all about?
It shows they appreciate.
What?
They appreciate the fact that we're doing this. They appreciate the fact that we're swearing by him and we're...
No, so what's strange?
What?
Madu Deich Midoid, they're bothered by a strangeness. These are very strange people. They allow themselves to be burnt at the stake for their love of Hashem. And they also come to the Umas HaOlam and say, we want you to testify. And that seems to be, Madoy Deich Midoid Shekoch Ish Batonu. That's like an expression of love that the Umas HaOlam don't understand. What is that expression? What don't they understand? What is it and what don't they understand about it? No? The Nitzlovim Nitzrom, I understand. That you give your life, that you give your life for Hashem, That's love, and that they don't understand it. That I understand too. Such a love you have that you give your life, and I guess it wasn't like one time. This is, you know, at some point you should have gotten turned off already. Constantly nisrofim and nislovim. So that's one thing. But then it seems another thing. Madu deich midor another. What kind of love is that you have to? What's that question? Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, right to left.
Right to left. Isn't that the way we read Hebrew?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
If I ever leave here, I can maybe go work with a publisher.
What?
Stop strange.
Stop
strange.
No.
Why are you asking us to testify to Hashem?
Well, I'm not wondering about that.
You speak to Hashem.
They understand why it's an expression.
They acknowledge it's a form of love. They acknowledge it's a din love because they're saying, they're asking as a kasha.
That's what I'm saying. So what's this form of love that you want?
Well, we said...
And also, it has to be a form of intense love.
Right.
You love him more than any other. There's nothing else, nothing comparable. So I would suggest maybe the pshat is like this. Maybe when there's an intense love, it has to be expressed. Why do you have such an intense love that you must express it?
It's not the fact that they're asking the Umas Olam to swear as opposed to...
No, but you want the Umas Olam, you want to communicate it to him. You want to communicate it to him in every way possible. You want to communicate it to him. Ask another kasha. Why do I need the Umas Olam to be made? Hashem knows everything.
Well, no, it's us. But so why can't we do this? Why can't we do that? Why can't we just... Why do the Umas Olam have to get involved?
Because when I have Eidus, it's more. When I say something, I'm saying it myself. I have Eidus. I bring Eidus to how much I love him.
Right.
But Vaistois, it's part of the need of love. It's part of the need. If you have such an intense love, you have to express it.
Well, in the mashal, it's the husband.
What?
People express it too much nowadays.
In the mashal.
No, I don't think they really express
they don't
it.
Really
love
express
you.
It.
Hang up the phone.
No, not that though. I mean, other expressions of love in public.
Oh, that's not love. There's another word. There's a three-letter word for that. That's not love. Yeah. Anyway. beyond you.
Anyway.
No, maybe that's
no,
the
no.
Chat.
But in the mashal, it makes sense. So it's not really fair to plug it in that way.
What?
In the mashal, it makes sense to have someone swear to the guy.
Yeah, good, but it has to make sense in the nimshal too.
But it has to be the Gabi husband still.
No, so maybe that's the pshah. In other words, the pshah is I need it for myself. I need it for myself.
Frank Collins is a little bigger on this one.
Thank you. If I need it, I need it for myself. If I have real love, I have to express it. I can't. I have this with many, with parents. I tell them that they say, oh, I love my kid, you know. I mean, I have parents that say, I love my kid, I just don't like him. That's something else. You know, that's very painful. But I love my kid, I love my kid. Do you ever tell it to him? Well, he knows it. Not only does he have to hear it, from here I think I see that deep love has to be expressed. You have to, if you have such a deep love, then you must express it. In other words, it's like, I can't keep it in. I have to let him know. And if I don't let him know, that's a simon. This to the Umas Olam was a simon how deep the love was. Because you know how deep the love is? You see, you have such a love that you must bring Eidus. And again, Eidus to him that he knows. I'm bringing Eidus for myself. I have to express it. That's a good question in the Moshul and the Nimshul. In the Nimshul he knows. So how could you have the Moshul Daimon to the Nimshul? Well, what do you say?
I'm not sure.
What? See the pattern? You have a parallel. I have a parallel. He knows if you're expressing something, what are you expressing to the loved one when in the moshul? So you want him to know. So
it could be.
If you find him, what? So what?
A person when they make people swear to the fact that okay, when he goes back, you're going to testify for me. It could be it's pasha that anyone would agree that. What are you doing right now? Why are you making everyone swear beforehand that they're going to attest?
In Timsu has
if you, when we find him, well, you'll get everyone to what's
no, it? No, no, you may find him. I may not be there.
I know, but it could be...
Umas Olam is strolling around the world. If they find him, they should...
Umas Olam are everyone.
No, I understand, but they may find him in China. Umas Olam take a trip to China.
It could be as clear. Forcing
the people from Bovel take a trip to China or wherever they... Whichever Golus was saying this in the... In the people from wherever, they say, take a trip. If you find him, we can't find him. He's behest to put him in the Golas. If you find him, please tell him, Sheikh Ulas Abahoni. So I have to let him know. I want to let him know.
No, but wait. I thought we said it's the previous Rashi that Tamil Nasi love would be Yom Adin.
Sure, what?
they're going to be testifying about us.
Oh, okay, you're right. Very good. I didn't remember that. So it happens when you have a week. It's a week in between. Umos anshin muchanetsa. Daniel Gavaroyo says, "Dovid Mordechayom." Says, "Dovid Osid Lover Leyom Adin Sheivukash Mikem Lohoyd Olai." What's the? Now we're really in trouble. What's Madu Dechu Dochekochish Batonu?
Well, actually, I thought that they really, even by the guy, of course, by the Bashal Mitchell, nothing to do with actually swearing to the guy. The whole thing is just the fact that you're expressing to us now is like ridiculous.
You're expressing to us now.
The fact that you're making people swear that they're going to testify for you now is like ridiculous. It must be you're just like insanely.
It's ridiculous. That's what it says.
No, it's not ridiculous. Like it's like insane to be doing that. Like it's unnecessary. Exactly. They're like, well, why are you freaking out? You're taking excessive precautions. Must be the love is very intense.
But over there, it looks like I'm protecting myself. If it's the Yom Adin, Ta'idu Alai B'Yom Adin.
I didn't mean to bring it in like
that. I'll tell you what it is. Wow. How about this? I'm worried about the Yom Adin. You know why? Because I don't only worry about my relationship with Hashem in this world. I worry about the Ika, the Mokum Hu'idin Ha'idin Be'emes Lo'ilam Habo, Masil Sushorim says. A person was created as Sanigal Hashem, and the Mokum is really Be'ilam Habo. So I have such a love here that I worry and I say, Umso'ilam, listen, I have to get a place in Olam Haba because I want to be safe and I don't want to go to Gehenna. But they see that it's because of my love of Hashem. In other words, you have to be made for me because I want to be close to Him over there. You want to be close.
Rashi doesn't say much of it. It sounds what? Like it's more. Rashi over here just says Lehelo Halavos.
What are you reading?
Rashi in the pasuk we're reading. Shekacha Ishbatanu.
Yeah.
Oh, he says Lehelo Halavos.
Lehoyed, yeah, Lehoyed.
No, it'll be.
Why do you love him so much that you want us to be made on your love? What's that all about? You love him to be made in the din for you. What are you concerned about? Teretz says we love him so much. So they understood that if they want them as edim lo osid lovoi, and what does he call it? So the pshat is they want them to be made that they should find favor in din, and that finding favor is an expression of their love now. So he says, "Mado dech midoid shekochi ishbatonu." He says, "Why? Because it's one thing you have a relationship in this world, you know, but this relationship means so much to me that I want to do what I want. I want to now prepare the edim to be made on me over there, so I should continue the relationship." That's a relationship. That's a meaningful relationship. That's what I saw. I mentioned once, I don't know if I mentioned here or wherever, but I once went with my father-in-law to Chatzkel Abramsky on Chol HaMoed to visit him. So he said like this, he said, "I already have my shutu for the Korban Pesach," because he has a small family. "I was mazmin a kohen to bring the Korban Pesach for me, and I have my questions ready for Eliyahu HaNavi." So of course my father-in-law asked him, what were the questions? You know, Akasha said, he answered them. But anyway, but this idea that it means so much to me that I'm making sure. I don't want to take a chance. I don't want to be caught by surprise. Mashiach comes, I don't have my kohen. I don't have my shutra. I can go run around, "Hey, you want to be my shutra for the Korban Pesach?" That's a simen of that this is reality to me. This is meaningful to me. I worry about it now. I think that's the same thing, that our relationship, the Umas HaOlam, his nispoil about the Klal Yisrael were two things. Number one, then it's nisrofim and it's lovim in this world, me'avas Hashem that they have, and that the avas Hashem is so intense that they're preparing their edus now to be made on them, so they should be able to be mamshich the hiskarvus, to be nenem isiv hashchino lo'osid lovoy. That's powerful stuff. That's a love. That's a itaina. Wow, this is very good. This is a good support, this Rashi. I can remember it. Because itaina, that the relationship with Hashem is the best relationship that we have. Because it's the only eternal relationship. Every other relationship, at one point or another, fades away. People don't live forever, you know, whatever. You have a friend, you can get into an argument. Children and parents, it's also even a spouse, but at some point, they're separated. But this relationship, the relationship between my neshama, but he is, most of this, if you truly love Hashem, if it's not selfish in what you want over here, but if it's a true, you daiga about it, it should only continue. And this is, must be doidich mi doid, there's such a love over there that I'm worried about it continuing to the future. Very nice. Okay.